Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
News today that the average Irish homeowner is needlessly paying up to €3,380 a year in extra mortgage repayments will have people wondering if they should switch. Some banks are offering incentives to move provider, but the question is it worth the money, the hassle and the paperwork? Well, here to talk us through this whole process is Martina Hennessy, mortgage switching expert and founder of Doddle.ie. And if you want to text us any questions, do so on 51551 for Martina. First of all, Martina, you better tell me what Doddle.ie is.
Oh, thank you, Sean. So Doddle.ie is a mortgage switching platform that allows mortgage holders to see within 2 minutes of logging on to Doddle.ie if they can save by switching their mortgage.
Okay, and it's spelled D-O-D-D-L. It's
yes.
Not the way you might expect it to be pronounced, or spelled, I should say. Now, you worked along with Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent to produce an index, and you've found that people could be saving over 3,000 a year. Now, how did you come to that conclusion?
Yep, so the index basically shows the main finding of the index shows of the significant savings that can be made by mortgage holders if they switch their mortgage. So the savings are up to $3,380 per annum, and that's based on the average mortgage of just over $240,000 at Q2 2019. So it looks at the disparity in rates available on the market between the highest and then the lowest non-discounted rate, and that currently stands at 2.2%.
2.2% of
yes.
a difference. So what to what is the spread?
From 4.5 to 2.3. Sean.
And so is 4.5, is that a fairly standard variable mortgage that's available?
Absolutely. So it's a standard variable rate on the market in Ireland, and it's a rate that a large number in terms of tens of thousands of mortgage holders sit on loan to value or standard variable rates at the moment.
Yeah, and it could be they could switch then to
2.3%, yes.
Okay, so I mean, how difficult is it to make that switch?
Yeah, research has shown, I suppose, that the people are hesitant to make the switch, or that they're reluctant to make the switch because they feel that it's a difficult exercise. And what we're trying to do at Doddle.ie is just to show people how easy it is to save by using our mortgage switching calculator, and then handhold them through the process to save and actually realise those savings.
Because, I mean, it's almost €300 a month if you're on, as you said, the typical 240, or the average one for the second quarter of this year, 240,000. So what are the steps you have to take?
Yeah, the steps are really to see if you can save, first of all. Most customers who are on tracker rates obviously cannot save because they're on a hugely valuable rate. However, all other mortgage holders should really log on to see if they can save. If they can save, the next steps are to find obviously the best rate to suit their personal circumstances, and that's by way of making contact with our qualified advisors who will walk them through the steps of the process, secure approval, and then complete the application and completion process.
Yeah, now, are there, apart from people who are, as you say, on the tracker, they won't gain, but for instance, what about somebody who might be in negative equity? I mean, would a lender welcome somebody to switch to them if they're in negative equity?
No, unfortunately, if somebody's in negative equity, lenders need to see a loan to value of 90%. So there must be 10% in your equity, in your property, in order for you to be able to switch to another mortgage provider. So that's one of the things. Somebody who's negative equity or arrears, indeed, will not be able to switch at this time.
Okay, so that's that rules obviously those particular
yes.
Classes of people out. Now, what kind of incentives are being offered then to people to make the switch?
Yeah, and the good news, and again, it blows one of those misconceptions in relation to mortgage switching that it's costly. It's certainly not. In terms of all the lenders currently have mortgage switching packages which are available, and they generally cover the cost to switch your mortgage. So cashback offers came into the market in 2015 and have been very attractive to a lot of customers, both purchasers and switchers. And at Doddle, I suppose we work with people to compare offers, all kinds of offers, be it the fixed or variable rates, but also cashback and non-cashback
offers. Explain the cashback offer.
Absolutely. So mortgage switching packages can range from value of $1,650 right up to 3% of a mortgage back in cash. So in general, those 3% offers are 2% of the mortgage value on drawdown of the mortgage. So again, for that 240,000 average mortgage, that would be 4,800 once the mortgage is drawn down, with the potential for another 1% after year five.
Yeah, but I mean, is that just something that really means that you're getting back your own money at a higher interest rate?
Well, it depends. You know, we would be very clear with our customers that it's important to make an informed decision on cashback. Certainly, in some cases, the rate for a cashback offer can be higher than the rate that's achievable in market in terms of the lowest rate that's available. But we always look at, I suppose, customers' lifestyles, what they want, what they're looking for. And as long as they're making an informed decision as to the cost of that product over the term, for example, if it's a 5-year rate, we'll compare it to, you know, the 5-year rate with cashback to the lowest rate offering. And as long as they're making an informed decision about that, then we are happy to advise clients.
Yeah, and
as
such. It may well be that it's the kind of money, €4,000, that can help a family get over a particular pressure point in the family finances or budget.
Absolutely. And I suppose what we're finding is, you know, people are under such a huge challenge to acquire the deposit level that's required for their mortgage. So when they're looking and they're settling their house and they're looking at switching maybe a year or two down the line, the lump sum may be useful for carrying out those home improvements or just general life life and costs as such.
Yeah. What about the idea of a fixed rate mortgage? I mean, what are the options there?
Yeah, and so fixed rates are hugely popular at the moment. Indeed, 76% of new mortgage agreements in July were drawn down on a fixed rate.
Fixed for how long?
Generally in Ireland, the main fixed rates are up to 5 years. So there are 7 and 10 year options available, but the most popular ones are between 3 and 5 years, I find. There's really good priced 2-year fixed rates out there at the moment. So fixed rates are popular, but again, in Ireland, we tend to favour floating rates. So, you know, those shorter term fixed rates as opposed to the longer term fixed rate options.
And what's the best fixed rate you'll get at the moment, say for 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years would be a 2.3% fixed rate. And the important thing, I suppose, with fixed rates is you know that you're fixed for that set period. You know what you're paying each month. And the other side of this, it's important to know what the roll-off rate would be post that fixed period, and also if there's options to overpay. So overpaying in the early years of your mortgage, especially when interest rates are low, is just so hugely valuable. The more you can overpay, and it's not often easy, but the more you can overpay at the start of your mortgage, the real difference it makes throughout the term of the mortgage for the cost of the loan that you're requiring.
That would be, let's say you're supposed to be repaying maybe $1,200 a month. Yeah. If you're somehow in a position to put your hands on maybe $15, you say that is a good thing to do, or a wise thing to
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. Overpaying, especially at the early stages of your mortgage, when interest rates are low, is hugely valuable, as it means the overall cost of the loan is much lower.
If there are incentives being offered for people to switch, are there incentives being offered to people to stay, not to switch?
No, unfortunately not. No, they're not. You know, the banks have come a long way in terms of offering the same set of rates, and in most cases most lenders offer the same set of rates to new and existing business customers. And indeed, it's wise if you are with a particular lender and on a variable rate, just to understand what the options are with your own lender, but also on market.
Is there an option, a bit like you say, I'll have a bit of both, you're offered a menu, beef or salmon. Split mortgage is an option for people where you might pay part of it, fixed part variable.
Absolutely, and that will also allow you to be able to overpay. So that keeps your kind of, I suppose, hedging in some ways, that you're able to overpay on the variable piece and you're able to keep your repayments consistent. And also you can split your mortgage where you have a longer term fixed rate and a shorter term fixed rate. So choosing something like the lower 2.3% 2-year fixed rates plus a longer maybe term fixed rate, and the weighted average cost of the loan is much stronger for you then and much more affordable. And it means you're not exposed to any great shock in your mortgage once you roll off the fixed rates, if rates indeed do start to increase.
What about people whose loans have been sold on to funds? Do they have the option of switching?
Indeed, if the mortgage is being repaid, the main things that lenders look at are the mortgage repayments and affordability. So if loan to value is within the normal 90%, up to 90% loan to value level, and if the mortgage is being serviced and repaid and it's proven, then certainly there's the opportunity for mortgage holders to move from an unregulated environment into the mainstream banking environment again.
A couple of quick texts
for
you, Martina. Word of warning here, would-be switchers, from one of our listeners. We switched a few years ago and now we're looking for the deeds of our house and they're lost and can't be found.
And that's a really important point. The legal, it's just important to close off on the legal side, so that the deeds should be lodged with the mortgage provider to take your mortgage with. So that would be something to maybe raise with that listener's solicitor, just in terms of how, when, and when the deeds were lodged, and also if they were lodged or if they were lost within the banking environment, then it should be something that could be tracked.
I'm 1 year into a 5-year fixed rate mortgage with Bank of Ireland. Does it still make sense to switch, or do the break fees mean I should stick where I am? I'm not sure of the numbers, but I think our rate is around 3%.
Yeah, well, I suppose in terms of what you're looking at the moment, that particular listener would need to check with the lender what the break penalty would be if they did break out of the fixed rate, because it might be prohibitive prohibitive to do so. There are lower fixed rates on the market than that 3% rate. And if it stacks up, if there's a cost benefit in terms of the lower repayment by switching to a lower rate, then it's something to consider. But the main thing is just to be aware of what the break penalty might be for breaking out that fixed rate.
Martina, thank you very much indeed
thank
for coming
you.
In. That's
thank
Martina
you,
Hennessy there, mortgage switching expert and founder of Doddle.ie. That's doddl.ie. Thanks indeed.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.